Finally, today, a sweet treat. Wedding season is almost here. Those wedding invitations are probably starting to hit your mailbox, and that means you're probably looking forward to some wedding cake. But more and more couples are going non-traditional, so don't be surprised if you see pies, cupcakes, or even cookies this spring, and maybe that will inspire you to try your own hand in the kitchen. Our next guest says you should not be intimidated, so get in there and start sifting some flour. Sally McKenney is author of the new cookbook, Sally's Baking Addiction, based on her very popular blog by the same name, and she is with us now. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You get 3 to 4 million hits per month on your blog?
Yes.
Sally's Baking Edition. What do you think it is that people respond to?
Oh my gosh, the sugar and the chocolate.
That's true. But there are a lot of other food blogs out there.
That's true. Well, I think that they love how personable I am and how I'm not afraid to share the mistakes that I make. And I share all of those experiences in the kitchen to help my readers kind of grow and become better bakers as well. And also the food photography.
Amazingly, you take all the photographs yourself, which make me hungry every time I look at them. But one of the things I noticed, though, about your recipes is that they are things that are familiar to a lot of us, but amped up. How do you come up with your ideas?
I get asked that a lot. And I really just think about all of the tastes and the foods that I love, or the sweet treats that I love, and I try to combine them in a new way so readers can experiment in the kitchen too.
Well, you know, to that end, and you know, we've just gotten past Oscar season and kind of the movie award season, and you are also an award winner,
yes.
By some lights, perhaps even more important than the Oscar. last year, you won a Nestle Toll House contest with what you call your $5,000 cookie. Tell us about it.
Yes, I was approached by Nestle to do their dark chocolate recipe contest with 10 other really talented food bloggers. And we had to each create a recipe using their dark chocolate chips. And we all did, and we posted them on our food blogs. And our readers really just had to vote for them. Tons of my readers made the cookies, reported back with great results. I love the cookies myself, so I talked them up a lot, too. And they're super simple to make.
Well, how did you come up with this idea? They're essentially, they are, first of all, these are just my dream come true. Let me
yes.
just be honest here. They have dark chocolate. They have chocolate chips. They are stuffed with caramel. Mm-hmm. And they have like
yeah.
a little of the
sea salt,
mm-hmm. little coarse sea salt on top.
Mm-hmm.
This is like my dream.
But
I didn't think of it. So I
want
to know, like, how did you come up with the idea of like stuffing the caramel in there?
That is a good question. I love salted caramel. I love salty sweet treats. And I just wanted to combine kind of a different flavor with dark chocolate. I was originally going to do a peanut butter dark chocolate recipe, but I thought this may grab more attention to win the contest. So I love salty sweet, and the recipe just kind of went on from there.
I'm sorry, were you saying something? I'm kind of eating a cookie here. Were you talking?
Don't
I'm
you
sorry.
Love how soft they are?
I'm just kind of in a
They taste
cookie.
Like a brownie.
I'm kind of in a cookie heaven here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to be chewing, but how did you come up with one of the key ingredients? Is you have like a chocolate-covered caramel that you stick in the middle.
Well, I just use Rolo candies.
Yeah.
Just,
but I mean, seriously, I'm just trying to figure out how your mind works. I mean, do we like walking down the checkout aisle and you saw them by the register and you thought, well, I'll throw this in there?
I actually do that. Yes, I walk down the candy aisle. What can I bake with this? What can I bake with that? And recipes kind of come from that.
The book isn't all dessert. You have a few breakfast items like sticky pecan rolls and vanilla crepes with Nutella and French toast, brown sugar glazed apple bread, things like that. Now, are you just kind of being politically correct here?
I try to make something for everyone, and there's 8 different chapters, so I wanted to do something in every kind of baked good category. So lots of breakfast, lots of muffins and cookies and cupcakes. Cupcakes are my favorite chapter.
Now you said you say in the book and you write on the blog that you actually grew up with home baked goods.
Yes, right? Yeah, I got a lot of this from my grandmother. She's no longer with us. I actually dedicated the book to her. She was always in the kitchen when my sisters and I were young, and my mom and her, they would make, you know, we had tons of holiday traditions with all of their home-baked goodies and foods, and they just got us into the experience of being in the kitchen with them, and it's kind of stuck with me.
What would you recommend for people who didn't grow up as you did, knowing how to bake and knowing how to cook, even some basic things like how to use a spatula and stuff like that?
Well, with my recipes in general, if you just take your time with the recipes and read through them ahead of time, they're really not that intimidating, and it's not that hard to make chocolate chip cookies from scratch or these dark chocolate cookies from scratch. If you just take your time and read through the ingredients, you'll notice that all the ingredients are relatively familiar and normal, and they're relatively quick, too. I mean, we all don't have tons of time in the day to be in the kitchen, but...
Okay, so fess up. Have you ever had a real disaster?
All the time.
Really? Like what? Like what was just, like, awful and nobody would eat it, not even the dog?
Well, the other day I actually burnt the pizza. I was making a barbecue chicken pizza, and I forgot about it in the oven, and it was in there on broil for about 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. The smell was awful, awful. I felt nauseous going in there. But yes, I make mistakes too, and I've left rising dough in the refrigerator for too long, and it explodes over the bowl. So I make mistakes too.
Well, that's good to hear. We hear also that there are wedding bells in your future.
Yes.
I hope you don't mind mentioning that. And I understand, I don't know, you're from Pennsylvania, but...
Yes.
You know, a lot of people from Pennsylvania have the tradition of a cookie table at a wedding. In fact, I'm told that the marriage won't survive unless there's a cookie table.
I've heard of
that
before.
Have you heard this? I've heard that this is a very serious thing.
Yeah, I've heard of it before. We're not doing it at our wedding, but I would...
You're not doing
it. No.
I don't know if it's... I don't know what to say. I'm not sure I can...
Well, I wouldn't mind if my guests brought their own cookies to my wedding. That means I wouldn't have to bake anything.
Are you going to bake for your own wedding?
No,
I'm not.
That's too much pressure. I'm going to be too nervous about my wedding dress and fitting into my wedding dress.
But don't you think that's kind of a lot of pressure on whoever bakes for you?
Yes. That's why I'm not going to tell them who I am.
Too late.
Try not to.
Too late. Well, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Sally McKinney is author of the new cookbook, Sally's Baking Addiction. She has a blog by the same name. She was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studios with cookies. To get the recipe for Sally's salted caramel dark chocolate cookies, just go to npr.org/tellmemore.